First tonight, Democratic Governor Janet Mills intends to authorize the sale of $15 million in senior housing bonds that were approved by voters 3 years ago, but held up by her predecessor, Governor Paula Page. Steve Missler has details.
LePage cited financial reasons as justification for withholding the sale of the bonds, which he claimed, without evidence, would provide an inappropriate windfall to housing developers. The proposal was originally advanced by his political foe, former House Speaker Mark Eaves, and approved by nearly 70% of Maine voters. A spokesman for Mills said in a statement that the governor intends to sign the senior housing bonds and, moving forward, work to authorize the sale of other voter-approved bonds in a timely manner. There are roughly $264 million in bonds approved by voters, which have yet to be sold. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.